I want to say good morning now to the Right Reverend R. William Franklin, the 11th Bishop for the Episcopal Diocese of Western New York.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
It's a pleasure. And Episcopal Bishop Michael Curry, who spent some of his younger days in Western New York, has been in the spotlight for his role in Saturday's royal wedding. And we're hearing some glowing reviews of his sermon. How about for you? What struck you about what he had to say?
It was a wonderful sermon, and I think it really literally captured the imagination of the world. He was watched by 2 billion people, and it seems to be an overwhelming positive response. I watched it twice on television, and I watched it because I thought it was such a great sermon, and it was a sermon about the power of love, and that's what touched people. But not just the love of a young couple, but love that brings hope in the darkest times. And he even talked about hope and love in the darkest times of slavery in America. So I think it was an amazing moment, and a moment for which Buffalo can be proud, because Bishop Michael grew up in Buffalo. His father was an Episcopal priest at the historic African American Episcopal Church in Buffalo. He went to Hutch Tech, and he has been a lifelong fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, well.
And that's the origin of his belief in hope.
Well, that does say it all right there. Now, what about, do you have a personal association with Bishop Curry?
Yes. I've known him since 2001. We became friends. Since I've been in Buffalo, he's taken a great interest in what we're doing here in our diocese. And he has a great love of the city. He's been back once, twice, three times while I've been the bishop. He came back last March and met with the mayor and the Roman Catholic bishop and the head of Erie County. So he knows and loves our cities. And he went several times to Ted's Hot Dogs while he was here.
Definitely a man of Western New York for sure. Just switching gears here a little bit, you mentioned how 2 billion people were watching that royal wedding, and I'm sure you deal with this like a lot of other major congregations where some of the attendance continues to slip. And I'm just wondering if, with so many people watching over the weekend, if you thought that might have been an opportunity for your church to express its message, to send something special out to people who might not know about the Episcopal faith or just church going in general.
Absolutely. We invite all people to the Episcopal Church. The bishop's message is our message, that God loves everyone. And in fact, we had a 40% rise in people going onto our website.
Oh, wow.
After his sermon on Sunday. And I was in several churches on Sunday, and there were more people there. But what he's preaching is the absolute message of the gospel of Jesus, which is a message of love. And that's why he was elected as our presiding bishop, our head bishop of our whole church, because he has this powerful ability to communicate Jesus' love to people. And what he says we are, the Episcopal Church is a branch of the Jesus movement, which is for all people. And we certainly are welcoming people into our church every day, every Sunday.
You know, I think you, in some ways you may have already answered the question, but it is my final question, that in you. You listen to the news, you hear and see what's going on TV every day, and there's a lot of talk about a hateful, divisive culture around us. As a spiritual leader, I'm sure you do see that, you know, but is there something that you'd like to say in general regarding that?
That's exactly what Bishop Michael was addressing. He knows the times we face, and he was preaching a message that love is a powerful fire that can change the world, and it did change the world in the coming of Jesus. And he said, we need this right now. So he was not only preaching to the world, but I think he was also preaching to the United States, where we need to move beyond this division and come together in great love. And he has the power, which I believe God has given him, to speak that message to our hearts.
That's a nice message for a Monday morning for sure. The Right Reverend R. William Franklin, the 11th Bishop for the Episcopal Diocese of Western New York. Thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you so much.